Dave Moore
on Today FM.
I should say, Edward, welcome to Ireland. Olivia, welcome home.
Thank you. Good to be home.
What an absolute triumph of a film you guys have made. It is, it's so relatable, it's so intense, and it's so utterly hilarious. Are they the things you were going for?
Absolutely, yeah. Highest praise that could be, yes.
Excellent. And Olivia, what was it about this situation or this story that you felt you wanted to get involved in, both acting and directing? What attracted you so much to this?
Well, from a directing standpoint, it was an opportunity to have an experience that I've always wanted to have, which is to make something, create a production that was entirely built around letting actors play and just letting it be all about performance and just creating an experience that's just based on that, because so many productions, it really feels like performance and acting is a really low priority.
Small, yeah.
Every logistical thing is so difficult to pull off. Any movie is a miracle, but things that get given away immediately are things like rehearsal and shooting in order. We got to shoot this film in page order. Typically, we're all over the map. And so that was something, yeah, I thought, wait a minute, this piece, because it's in one location, could be the opportunity for that. The other thing, of course, is that it was a great idea. It was based on this excellent Spanish film called The People Upstairs.
Yeah.
And that itself was based on a play by the same writer and director, Sesque. And I loved the, you know, the concept of a happy couple and an unhappy couple thrust into the same room, trapped in the same room for 2 hours, hour 47, and then saying, like, what it will happen. And the relatability of it is undeniable. But the biggest thrill was adapting that adaptation into something entirely created by this group of actors, which was just such a thrill because we just got to kind of author it as a group.
Amazing. I wanted to ask Edward about that, actually. In terms of the usual preparation you have for a film, was this different with Olivia, maybe as an actor director? Did that allow you different, things in prep or on set that were really helpful?
There was lots that was, I mean, I'm very comfortable with the idea of someone directing and acting. I've done it a couple times and Seth has done it a lot. And I think actually we sort of had to convince Olivia to stop mucking around with the idea of a different actress in the role. We were like, no, the whole draw of this is you doing both. We wanted to work with her in both dimensions of it, because we loved her films and she's a great actress and the only one neurotic enough to play Angela. but the things that were really extraordinary were what Olivia's touched on. One was her commitment to shooting it in page order, which allowed for a radical amount of discovery. We could build on discoveries, change things as we went in a way that is unlike anything I've worked on. And I do think she, as one of the cast, but as our director, it wasn't even an invitation. It was like this insistence on us coming up with the very individualized idea of our characters. They were there, the armature was there, but I think, I've never gotten to infuse quite so much of it myself from the name of the character to many, many things pulled from my own experiences and things I've observed getting injected into the text. It was really a wildly creative experience for all four of us, I think.
Brilliant. And has any of the four of you decided to host a dinner party? Are you brave enough to do that for the other three?
So funny, because like I really don't do it enough. And this has made me now think about dinner parties all the time. Now I'm thinking like, oh, what's the best way to do it? How can I do it?
So we think Seth has the best house and he keeps refusing to do it. We're like, we keep edging around.
I've invited myself over several times.
Come on, when's the party? And he's like, that is not going to happen.
All right, well, guys, congratulations on the invite. I absolutely loved it. Everyone in Ireland is going to adore this as well, Olivia.
I hope
congratulations. So. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thanks, man.
Dave Moore on Today FM.